Day 84. Gunna and Gotta.
So much for Wanna and Hafta. Now about Gunna. This case is a little different.
I'm all ears, Marta.
I'll ignore that. What's Gunna a contraction of?
Going to, of course. So what makes this case different from the others?
Well, let's see. Give me an example of the contracted form.
How about, I'm gonna go to London? Uncontracted, it would be, I'm going to go to London.
Okay. Now give me a contracted form for I'm going to London.
I'm gonna London? Ouch.
What's wrong, Patrick? It can't be that something's been lifted from between going and to, like with Wanna and Hafta, because nothing was there to start with.
You got me on this one.
Think in other channels, as the sage once said. Is there any difference in the meaning of the two instances of be going to? I'm going to go to London, or gonna go. I'm going to London. Can you substitute something else for be going to in each case?
Oh, yeah. Am going to or am gonna is something like will in the first case. I will go to London, and going to is like traveling to in the second. I'm traveling to London.
So gonna is functionally similar to will. And notice the relation of to going in the two cases.
Okay. In gonna, to is so close to going that both are almost unrecognizable. But in I'm going to London, to feels like it goes with London more than with going. Big difference.
Yes. We can say that to goes with London here, or more formally, is in construction with it. In other words, to London forms a unit or a...
Constituent. Yeah, that's important. I gotta do a better job of remembering that stuff.
Wonderful. That's another example, what you just said, Patrick.
What? You mean I gotta do a better job?
Yes. Don't you see? What's gotta?
Never thought about it. Probably got to.
Yes.
So gotta's like gonna. I mean got to in one and going to in the other.
Really? Try putting them into a sentence.
Okay. I gotta go, and I'm gonna go. Oh, but it's really I've gotta go, so it's not quite the same. I can say I gotta go, but not I gonna go.
Me too.